Wisdom. What a wonderful word. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campbell, California, with Instant Illumination. Wisdom. What a wonderful word. All of our lives we are tussled with a choice over wisdom. We are not really sure about it. We have the idea coming into our mind. We have thoughts coming into our minds, and we are thinking to ourselves, now, just what is it that we're really thinking about? What is it that we really want to have in our mind, in our world, in our experience? What is it? Well, we think the wisdom of Solomon, where he was able to give such sage advice to two mothers who fought over a child, and his wisdom was seemingly cold and heartless, but his wisdom was magnificent. His wisdom met the circumstance and met it very wisely and very well. You and I, every day of our life, we face opportunities to express wisdom, to express how we would look at things. We have the opportunity to be aware of what's going on in the television, in the newspaper, the radio, in the various media, and as we observe it, we have the opportunity to be like Solomon, to say, okay, now, which is the real mother? Who is the real mother? Will the real mother show herself to me so that I may know who is the real mother? In our plight for wisdom, we listen to the news and we hear what's going on in the world, and we say, what is the truth? What is the reality of what's going on in this world? Is it that people are not happy with one another? Is it that people want to make demands upon other people that other people don't want to have made upon them? How did the people who were having demands made upon them that didn't want to have them made upon them have demands made upon them that they didn't want to have made upon them? Well, it's all a matter of thought. When we live in such a cloistered world of purity, of wholeness, of goodness, of truth, we are not thought upon. I speak often of the Swiss nation. Switzerland is a country that stands before us like a number of other countries who have taken the pledge of not going to war. Defending themselves, but not going to war. Not going out and fighting other people's battles, but defending themselves. Now, the Swiss nation has for years had this pledge. And for years, they have been tested and tried that they will not allow an invading army into their country, but they will not go out and invade another country just because they want to have more land. The Swiss nation is content with their own boundaries. They are content with their own program, with the attitudes that they have about themselves. They are a nation basically at peace. And because they're a nation basically at peace, they're a very rich nation. They are a very harmonious nation. They are a nation filled with people who are in love with their own heritage. Now, you see, many other nations are in love with their own heritage, too. Yes, that's true. But many other nations do not stay within their own boundaries and say, hey, this is my homeland. This is where I am happy. I'm going to develop this homeland into the most beautiful, joyous nation in the face of the earth, on the face of the world. And it's going to stand forth as a symbol of happiness and harmony and peace. People will want to come to Switzerland because it is a place of peace. People want to come to Switzerland because here people are doing joyous things and happy things. And the government is not out to gouge the people. It is out to serve the people. Ah, my goodness. Oh, there are many things that go on in every nation that other nations look askant at. But when we look at a nation and we see them at peace, why do we see them at peace? We see them at peace because the people are content with their own world and they make the best of it, they build it, they develop it, and they improve it without taking from another. If all the nations of the world were viewed from this same point of view, imagine what would happen. Imagine what would happen if instead of going out and trying to build nations, the world went out and just blessed everyone in their own space and place, and honored them in their own space and place, and did not want to be aggressive toward them or did not want to possess them. What a world this would be! We can take a great direction from the Swiss people and from the other nations which have similar policies, but not quite so outspoken as the Swiss. And we can realize that as we mind our own business, our world is peaceful and harmonious. As we mind our own business, all things work out in great wonderment. As we use the wisdom within us to enjoy who and what we are, who and what we are is all the more enjoyable. Today, each one of us can begin to mind our own business. We can use the wisdom of Solomon to find who is the real mother. What is our real purpose in being here on planet Earth? Is it to be our brother's keeper? Or is it to manage our own life so beautifully, so wonderfully, so perfectly that we are content and at peace? I would imagine the latter. Now there is peace on earth, and it began with me. Now there is peace on earth, and it began with me. A statement such as that is a wise statement. It is a statement which generates wisdom throughout the world, generates balance, harmony, right action. We don't need to listen to the news reports and be amused by them or disturbed by them. Whenever we hear it, we just say, all is in divine order. And we say, I like me. I am divine order. I am peace. And as we do this, the wisdom of the world is ours. The wisdom of the universe is ours. We are wise indeed. Have a lovely day. I love you. I love you. I love you.